Is there any other business come before the House? The Chair recognizes the gentleman from Dubuque, Representative Murphy.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would I be in point for a brief point of personal privilege?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I've been a member of the Iowa House for 22 years. Only one person has served longer than me, Representative Cahoon. And the reason I ask for this point of personal privilege is, and just so everybody knows, in 22 years, this is my third point of personal privilege in 22 years. You know, you're hearing a man right now with a blowhorn outside, and you see people standing in the gallery with their backs facing us. Some of that is symbolic, but I think it means more than that today because of some things that I've watched occur just from my viewpoint from 22 years. I walked out this morning to get my hot water for my oatmeal like I normally do here, and I noticed there was no one at the switchboard. After we came back from caucus at 10 o'clock, there was no one at the switchboard. Then I went out there at about 11:15 to call my press back home. There was no one at the switchboard. So I picked up my cell phone and called the switchboard and got a busy signal. Then I found out that the switchboard wasn't working today. And then I went out again at about 11:35, and again, there was no one at the switchboard. And then between 10 minutes to 12 and 5 minutes to 12, right before we did the calling of the previous question so we could vote on the biggest labor change in this state in over two generations, there was a page at the switchboard with a headset on. The reason I bring this up is I had a couple of people contact me today that have been trying to reach us that couldn't reach us because there was no one at the switchboard. Now, I know that the switchboard wasn't working, but at some point, maybe the switchboard would be working, and people who had an interest in this legislation would have had the opportunity to contact people in this chamber. In my 22 years, every day we've been in session, there's been at least one person at that switchboard from the time we gaveled in until the time we gaveled out. We talk about transparency in the state of Iowa. We've done bills that talk about transparency within the state of Iowa. And then in one of the most contentious debates, we shut down that switchboard. Shame on you. Thank you.
There, Representative Hunter, for the attention of the body, it would be more helpful to that issue to be identified to the speaker when you find it, rather than at the end of the day. Chair recognizes the lady from Hancock, Representative Uttmeyer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the House adjourn until Friday, March 11th at 12:45.
I apologize. Chair, recognize the gentleman from Polk, Representative McCarthy.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Democrats will caucus immediately upon adjournment.
Chair, recognize William Hancock, Representative Uttmeyer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the House adjourn until Friday, March 11th at 12:45.
You've all heard the motion. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. And the House is adjourned.